I'm sure everyone's familiar with the New York Friars Roast, and what people don't know is that there's a Friars Club in the area here. Northeast Ohio Friars Club. A lot of people are only familiar with the New York Friars Club for their roasts, and I believe that's the basis of this organization. I've got the co-founder here, Gary Sweat. He's going to tell us what it's all about and what they do and how it started. I'm Sean Kramer for Community Concern, and today I've got Gary Sweat here in the studio. Gary, how are you doing today?
I'm doing super, thank you.
I noticed that you dressed up for the occasion. Thank you for dressing up.
Well, actually, I had to buy a new shirt because I was out of clean ones. My mom didn't come do my laundry like I thought she would.
Why didn't she do your laundry?
She lives in Virginia.
That's sad. That's very sad. Well, you're the co-founder of the organization, and basically, what is a Friars Club?
In essence, a Friars Club holds roasts, which are basically a reason to go up and make fun of your friends. We all get together and have a good time, and we pick a new victim for each one of these. The club didn't start until this year. The first roast we did was back in 2000. My friends wanted to roast me on my birthday, and it went over.
So that's a real birthday present. They just make fun of you? Is that it?
Well, they figured they were doing friends. It so much. So much anyway. They figured they might as well make a sanctioned event out of it.
Really? It's organized then. They organized making fun of you. And this is how it started.
This is how it started.
Now, from what I've heard, there's one specific friend that organized this roast for you. Why do you do this?
He has way too much free time on his hands.
So you're saying a lot of people in this organization have a lot of free time?
Yeah, for the most part. That's probably about right. The ones that don't make time.
Some people might not be familiar with the New York Friars Club. What do they do?
Well, as far as I know, I've only seen them from the roasts they've done on television. Chevy Chase and Jerry Stiller and Drew Carey. We saw these roasts on TV, and my friends and I are pretty obnoxious, and we looked around and said, well, we could do that, only we're funnier than these guys, so it'll be better, and that's pretty much what we did.
And that's why you're not getting paid, correct?
Ouch.
What is a New York Friars roast? Let's put it that way.
I think the only prerequisite is you have to be famous and old. That seems to be who they like to target.
Interesting. Yeah, they just did Hugh Hefner not too long ago, and Dennis Leary wasn't that old.
Dennis Leary smokes like 2 packs a minute, so he might as well be that old. He doesn't have a whole lot of time left.
Now, during the roast, what do they do? What's the point of the roast?
Genuinely, everyone gets together and has a good time making fun of the roastee, who is the guest of honor, and you appoint a roastmaster, and they introduce all the speakers, hopefully making fun of them too along the way. In essence, everyone just gets together and has a good time. It's all in good fun.
A lot of those New York Friars roasts were a huge success. They sell the videos. They play them on Comedy Central all the time. What makes them successful?
Well, I've turned Comedy Central down on about 3 occasions now, I think. I probably have a message on my machine when I get home saying, you know,
I've heard them. They say, please stop calling me. Why are you calling us? We don't know who your friends are. Stop submitting these tapes to us.
We gave you the password to my voicemail. How are you checking these messages? What's going on here?
Well, what makes these successful?
They're successful because they're funny. Funny sells.
What makes them funny?
Well, in the case of the Northeastern Ohio Friars Club, me.
Are there any other funny people that come to this?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody in the Friars Club is funny in their own right. They all have very interesting style.
So everyone has their own style. They pick up where everyone else left off. They bring a new aspect into the whole roast.
Oh, absolutely. As far as people's unique brand of humor, we have some people that are very dry, some people that are very flamboyant, some people that think it's funny to just go up there and bomb, because that's what they do.
So it caters to a lot of different types of sense of humor.
Oh, absolutely.
I just want to remind all of our listeners that I'm here with Gary Sweat in the studio with Community Concern, and I'm Sean Kramer. We've just been talking about what the Northeast Ohio Friars Club is all about, how it's related to the New York Friars Club, and a lot of the point of it is roasting people. So, Gary, you speak at a lot of these roasts. I'm sure many of these people are wondering what you do to prepare.
I don't know exactly how much time I spend writing material for a roast, because it comes in spurts. Like, I'll sit down or think of something at work, maybe just a few minutes at a time when stuff comes to me.
So you have, like, a little scratch pad going to...
Yeah, exactly, actually.
So you always walk around with a little piece of paper?
At work I do, and then if I come up with something elsewhere, then I'll just pull out a different piece of paper, and then I'll organize everything before the roast.
Do you recycle comedic material from, you know, other comedians? That's easy to do. Go on the internet and type in funny. Granted, you probably won't find anything funny, but who knows?
I'd say about 80 to 90% of the stuff I've done is original, and then if I see something that I don't think anybody else has heard, or something that I think will be funny or more applicable to someone at the roast, then I'll throw it in.
Do you think this gives them a good chance to hone their effective communication skills?
Oh, absolutely. Public speaking is the most important of all the communication skills. That's what exactly.
In your humble opinion, since you do it well, right?
Well, I like to think anything I can do well is important, and if I'm not very good at it, then it's irrelevant.
That's a good philosophy. Do you find after you're in this club, you talk more effectively with other people, you know, groups of people, meeting people?
It helps your delivery if you're doing comedy.
It never really affected you as much because you didn't have as much anxiety over meeting
people.
Yeah,
I guess I would be a bad example for that question, then. I could see where it would.
But do you think it's helped other people who are in the club with their skills as well?
Yeah, it's also helped them a lot in the social arena, too. Like, a lot of it's people we work with, and after seeing them speak at a roast or being roast, they seem to be more social, like more people approach them, that kind
of
stuff.
It creates a better atmosphere.
It does.
A lot of these people in the club work at the same job, Outback Steakhouse in Macedonia. That's where the whole club originated, and the two co-founders basically just kept inviting a bunch of people from the job there. Now the club's trying to urge anybody to join. It is a nice opportunity if you think you're funny.
It'll look nice on your resume, too.
It'll look nice on your resume, and do you think it would be a good platform for someone who wants to get into comedy?
Oh, absolutely.
How would this help? Why wouldn't they do amateur night?
Well, amateur night is difficult to get into. You wind up in one of those gerbil loops where you need experience to get booked, and you can't get booked because you don't have any experience. Or depending on who you're dealing with, it's tough to get callbacks or even to get on there to begin with. Here, anybody can speak when they want to, and...
Does the club have auditions to speak? Is there anything like that?
No, you just go up there, and if you bomb, we tell you why you bombed, and then you can come back and try it again. You're a glutton for punishment.
But we don't stop people from speaking.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
And it's not just your friends or coworkers. There's people outside of the job that have come to these and spoke at them and have done very well.
We've actually had an increased turnout for each one of these. Generally what happens is people go, they have a good time, then they want to go again and they bring friends. They have a good time and then next time they bring people. So probably the 6 degrees of the original circle is what's coming around.
It's been putting out a lot of material.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. It's fun to sit there and keep trying to outdo your last performance. At least it is for me. It's one thing to go up and say how funny you are or pretend like you're funny and stuff around your friends, but then you go up there and you actually have to be funny. So that's the proof right there.
I just want to remind everybody that this is Community Concern, and today we have Gary Sweat, the co-founder of the Northeast Ohio Friars Club. I'm Sean Kramer, and we were just talking about how people can get into the club, why they want to get into the club, and how it's going to help them, especially if they want to get into comedy. And we were talking about why it's difficult to get into comedy, and Gary was explaining that there's a gerbil loop, that you need experience to even start on the amateur circuit, and to get experience, you need the amateur circuit. So there's a hard way to get in. But this club apparently gives you one step up. It gives you experience, and you can put that on a resume, and you can tell amateur night that, hey, I have stage experience, and...
You tell them you're a member.
Yeah, you tell they're a member, and this club's starting to be known, in the area especially, and it has good potential for people who really are interested in starting. Can you please explain to the listeners why it's hard to get into the comedy circuit, whether it's Hilarities or the Cleveland Improv or anything in the area that caters to comedy?
Oh, well, it's hard for a lot of reasons. Number one is it's difficult just to get in and get up there. Number two, it's difficult to be funny. I think sometimes for some people when you're in front of a group and to keep your composure when you're on stage or anything else or when you're speaking in any group. And also because how many times has anybody ever gone to see a comedian and they've seen like 5 or 6 comedians and they remember, oh, the tall guy was hilarious. What was his name? And so it's tough to make your name stick. Also, the market's flooded. There's like 1,000 other people out there who think they're way funnier than you'll ever be. So.
You're running a lot of people that think they're very funny.
I'm one of them. So, yeah.
You're a prime example of narcissism.
Absolutely.
So it's hard to get into because these clubs realize that a lot of people think they're funny, but they don't have the experience because They just think it, and they haven't done anything. And this gives you a step up from the other people. Even if you get in the amateur scene, how can you progress from there? Maybe some people are interested in making money. In comedy? How difficult is it to make money in comedy?
I think if you can get people together, then it's not hard at all. Like, once you're on the amateur circuit, if you can ever get yourself booked, even just opening, start off opening for more well-known comedians.
That's a good route. Obviously, the good comedians pull in a lot of money.
It's a great way to develop connections.
Definitely.
Joining the Friars Club, or even just coming to one of the roasts, is also a great way to develop connections.
Oh, yeah. A lot of these people know a lot.
Why are you laughing? Is that funny to you?
No, it's not.
Come to the roast and meet me. That's what everybody's really thinking.
So to the listeners out there, Gary, why do you suggest they come to the club other than if they want to go on the comedy circuit?
Just for a good time. Number one, it's free food and drinks, so I don't know anybody who complains about free pizza and lasagna and ribs or whatever else we've had there.
The roasts are a non-profit organization.
Oh, that is correct. We don't make any profit whatsoever.
So it's just a hobby, really?
Yeah, it's just a bunch of people who are doing it because they like to do it.
Okay.
Which makes it, I think, high quality, because they're not doing it because there's something in it for them. They're taking time out of their schedules to do this because it's fun for them. Even though the jokes focus on the individuals that you may not know personally, you'd still get at least 95% of the jokes. We really don't go up there and tell inside jokes, because it's no fun to go up there and say something that, like, two people out of 40 are going to get.
Exactly. And if they don't know the specific people, they know people just like them, and they can associate that. And a lot of people who have went to these roasts associate it just like that and find it just as funny.
Which would be my favorite reason to go, is to go there with none of my friends and then steal all the jokes and then go back to my peer group and then relay them, and they'll just think I'm even funnier.
So do you think you're going to get into comedy, given the chance? Do you think this gave you the step up, being in this club?
Well, it did, right until I just now admitted I was a hack. That's, I think that pretty much threw it out the window.
How many people in the club are actual members, though?
There's probably about 7 people in it now, I'd say, 7 or 8.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that a lot of other people come to the shows, correct? There's a lot of people who aren't in the club that can come to these shows.
Oh, yeah, it's completely free. We always provide, like, food and stuff.
So it's a free source of entertainment for a
lot of people. Oh, absolutely. They're absolutely hilarious. We've never had any complaints. And they grow in popularity.
So you don't have to become a member to come to one of the events?
No.
Okay.
You show up.
Now, why would someone want to become a member for the Northeast Ohio Friars Club?
Well, in my case, it's the attention. I'm infatuated with the idea of a room full of people that have to sit there and listen to me. That's fantastic.
That's why you decided to do this interview,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. That's actually why I got dressed up for this. I always think I should look nice for radio.
And in fact, the only reason I think I tried to do this interview with you is you're one of the most narcissistic guys I know, and I was going to see if you had the ability not to talk about yourself for 15 minutes. And I think he's done it at least 5 times so far. So everything's going very well. Anyways, like we were saying, we were trying to tell people why they want to join. What do they need to join? Do they need to fill out any applications? Do they need...
No, they just need a ride, because I'm not going to pick them up.
Okay. They probably don't want to ride in your car. You have a hybrid? Is that what it is?
That's right.
It looks like a pencil. It's painted silver.
Gets 80 miles to the gallon. Seats too comfortably.
For listeners out there who are interested in joining the club, they don't know how to contact anybody. Where can they go to contact anybody by phone? I believe there's a website out there. Can you please give the listeners the phone number? I believe John is the coordinator.
Absolutely. John Rudiger is the contact person. He's also a member of the club. His number is 330-687-4487.
Can you just run that by us once again?
Absolutely. 330-687-4487. You call anytime, just leave a message, and he'll get back to you with information.
It's getting new members every week.
It's definitely drawing a lot of attention, too. The last roast we had, well over 40 people, and for the one we're planning in, we expect there to be closer to 55 or 60. So
it's eventually going to get to the point where the club is as packed as a comedy club. They usually see like 200, 300 people, and the club's eventually going to encompass about 100 or even more people. So obviously there's some draw there. I believe the Northeast Ohio Friars Club also has a website. Could you please tell us the website address for anyone who has the internet? I believe there's a main site, and you could go from there to the club.
Sure. The web address is jump.to/kramertime.
Do you mind repeating that again for us?
jump.to /Kramertime.
And that's KRAMERTIME. Well, Gary Sweat, thanks for joining us today. For WZIP's Community Concern, I'm Sean Kramer.